Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Hey, what are you saying?
Yes, right.
We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. We give thanks for everyone tuning in from those times. So now I want to say respect to my key brethren, brother from another mother, Mr. Peter Sawpong. Always had me in the latest grip.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my dad fresh enough.
Serious thing. Fire, what reason about today?
Yeah, we are reasonable. Well, gender rules in the black community the same way. What I want to say is the gender rules, the concept of gender role, is it being swapped out, or is there some form of change taking place, realized over the past couple of years?
All right. Well, I think more than a couple of years. And first, in the context of this conversation, we're not talking about homosexuals or transgender.
Yeah, right? make it straight.
We're not talking about that in regards to this context. We're speaking about in regards to male and female roles within the household, right? They have changed. Right? People aren't accepting the change. And I think one of the biggest problems, especially with this online community of, what's the term they use? Like bashing men and women. Mm-hmm. They're basing it off a standard that we can no longer live on. I want to say this, right? My brethren there, Patrice Lumumba, who was there in Congo. Mm-hmm. Before this man took up the baton to be a revolutionary. He was kind of like, I don't want to say he was a high class citizen, but put it like this, he wasn't in a position where he could have lived a quiet, nice life.
Yeah.
Right? But what they did in Congo, and they do in many places, that they flipped the gender roles. So what they were doing is that they started educating the women and putting in little things to kind of decrease education of men. They started providing employment for women at a rate higher than men. Now, you know that a foundation African household, how it worked. The man is the head of the household with resources and income. They were disrupting that far eye, right? And it started mm-hmm. to create all these issues within. He spoke about it in something he wrote down. I said that to say, you see the same thing in America. It's been happening. So a lot of people speak about gender roles, but the gender roles have swapped, because we say this all the time. People who listen to Ballhead and the Dread know this, right? Manhood in America is based off of income,
mm-hmm.
right? So if manhood is based off of income, and systematically, collectively, not saying all black people, because they want to say the one man that's getting through, if I has 30 million black people here, you know, and it's not all these positions. So if majority of black men specifically are denied systematically the opportunity to earn this income that is the criteria for manhood, right? And they're not considered men because they can't provide and they don't make more than their woman. Yes, we have to acknowledge that gender roles have changed. A lot of the bashing the women give a man is them themselves demonstrating their lack of understanding of the social and economic conditions of black people in this country. Mm-hmm. Go to any corporate structure there. I want to be clear. Look here, what is this? Go to any corporate structure. The demographic there is this now, right? I noticed, because before it was just black and Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. But now we got my Indian brethren in there, not indigenous people, Indians in regards to Asians, first generation, whoever. Obviously, we have our Asians in there. You have Eastern Europeans and you have your black. But the person that usually has the black representation is who? The black woman, Faya.
Mm-hmm.
There's not no men in there. And it's it's not a situation in regards to qualifications. I don't know if a memo was sent out nationwide, but when they have positions, especially if there's you get past that six-figure thing, we have to have a different approach, because basically we're using a standard that doesn't apply to us. They're using a white standard for manhood for black people, because the standard is based off of income. That's all it is, right? Not character, anything else. So we have to figure out, as black people, how can you still provide support, still make an income? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You're still doing what you can, but a woman can't just can't categorize a man's manhood based on his income and say he can't lead a house because he's not making the most money. It's very rare now in this day and time for a black man to make more money than his woman. Mm-hmm. After a certain standard, maybe on the lower standard. But once we get to that higher standard, that's not the case.
Yeah, see, the money, it have it rule. I really and truly still, you know, most time you really sit down and check it, you know, the man get defined by just how much he man make for real.
No, facts,
and if him not make that, then him almost belittled even within him relationship and certain other things too. But from the grand scheme of things, how me see it is financial, from a financial perspective, you can't, a woman can't just really pray a man based off of finances. But what I will say though is that most of the men them need to overstand this. Right? So which part where you're not capable financially, you need to make up back for it in other ways. And I think that this is sometimes the lines get blurred when it comes to this whole concept of gender roles to see me, because most men feel like, okay, all right, if you really not make money, what is it that you can do for that become equivalent now so you can ease the pressure off a year lady to
say that again, Farah. That's an important point you just made. Say that again.
No, man, a reality, man, because if a man not make enough money, you have to make sure you have to make up back for that.
To do what?
You can't put strain upon your woman.
To ease the pressure.
You have to ease it, man.
All right, so continue, though. We're going to get on that. Continue.
Yeah, because all right, I feel like the lines them get blurred from time to time, and I just say the thing. Because when I tell people, you know, when them talk about this gender role thing in a fire, is a whole, number one, everybody have to have a whole structure where work for them relationship when it comes to gender
roles. Right, dropping all the lyrics
so,
again, yeah.
So I the full of...
Go no, seriously. No,
cause I the full of the day in a fire. Check it in. You can have, I'll give you an example of two relationship, right? You can have a relationship where the woman are bringing the income and the man are governing the household and make sure say everything, all infrastructure set in the household and the youth them can set the right way. You know? But the way our society would have viewed it, them would have still demasculating based on the whole concept.
And the woman deal with them wicked now based on her income, not on her ability to leave. I want to jump back on the support thing, right? I only could just give an example in regards to like help defense with basketball. I'm not a football man. If your man beats you, right, I need to help. You need help, right? If you're the leading scorer, I'm gonna set picks. I'm gonna do whatever is needed because you got the hot hand. Mm-hmm. So if your lady's in a position where she has more skill than you, she has more potential to excel, you need a supporter. And by you supporting her doesn't make you less of a man. Mm-hmm. That's what's needed to keep the ship going. There are other areas now because she's busy doing that. You would compensate in other areas. Mm-hmm. We're not telling men not to earn money, or it's acceptable not to earn money. You do wanna push yourself as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're working within the corporate structure, not on your own, right? And depending on that corporate dollar, you are limited to your income. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to be some little smiley dude, and that it's like they like certain type of people fighting.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You know, you just Mr. Jolly dancing dude. If you just a solid, it's like they're so intimidated by black men and no one wants to have that conversation. It's just the reality of it. You know, for whatever reason, it's just like if you're a hardworking, if you're a smart person, that's why I tell people, man, like they get so discouraged and start to internalize like they're not dope. You're super dope. You're just in an environment where they're not going to raise you up unless you want to really almost, what's the term? Just really change who you are. What's my Brethren book? That book was written, 200 years ago? The Brethren, Du Bois.
Soul of Black.
And my Brethren here, France Fanon, with the...
White mask, black skin, white mask.
They touch on that duality you have to survive in these environments is not good for your mental health. It's not good for you to go pretend for 10 hours a day being around certain people just to survive for your livelihood. Mm-hmm. And even when you do it, you're still not going to get the results like you think. Mm-hmm. It's just the reality. Now, with that understanding now, women and men have to have different understandings and expectations in regards to the relationship. I used a reference in regards to white culture earlier because it's like you're trying to bake a cake that they're baking, but you don't have access to the same ingredients.
Yeah, I lie.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just that type of vibe in regards to, yes, men, you're supposed to be progressive to the max that you can be. But the people are so indoctrinated and so ingrained in their mind now because this person doesn't make... You know, they take it as this. They basically say, this is the mantra. Whoever makes the most money is the head of the household.
Is the head of the household.
And your ability to generate income does not coincide with you being a leader.
I'm not sure. I can't tell this. I'm with the camera there. But I say, can I look and tell you this now? If me personally, Atachi, if I am in my household and me make $60,000 and my woman make $120,000, me still I gotta be the general for my woman. In the sense of, I'm not going to be that no dictator thing same way, but my woman still going to look to me for lead, because that's just a personality and mentality where me have. So it don't make a difference what we earn, because if me, I going to be the person who are the strategist. It don't make a difference what we earn if when we are thinking about the comfort where she going to need when time she come home, and me can take care of she.
And support.
I can take care of she and support her and encourage her for continue. If she going to come home and me going to be her to massage and guide her upon certain things and be her advisor to certain things. Yeah. It don't matter if she earn 120,000 and me earn 60,000. I am still going to be the leader, and the money that she make here make up for that. So these are things that we have to overstand. But we have to overstand as people when it comes to the whole concept of this gender role thing. And we need to really need to think about it and redefine it and reshape it again.
Yeah, fire. Two things I want to say. One, previous generation may have been able to do it because one, it was more job stability, and two, they were earning enough where some, not all, if the man was there, they were earning income where they were able to meet that standard of manhood based on America. Because remember, that standard is based on American manhood, the income. We're not talking about the leadership and fatherhood now. We need to separate the two, right? So maybe some people saw that. But in these modern times, man, it's just like, Farai, if your lady's working late and the clothes need to be washed, then you need to wash those clothes to keep the ship going.
Yeah, for wash that, man.
You get what I'm saying? Or if food needs to be cooked, or you have to do homework with the kids, or you just may want to chill with the kids, or she need free time, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to approach it more of what needs to be done for this thing to work, versus this is just a rule. And I think that's where we're running into the problem, especially when you're trying to replicate the European rule, because we're not in that position. We're just not. It's just too much going on. And we don't have the same environment that they're in, the same access to resources as they do. Mm-hmm. Especially men. We already know black men make less than white men off the jump. Mm-hmm. It's just the reality of it. Afari, there's another thing I want to touch on that we can't leave out to balance out the reasoning, though. We're not saying every man's a leader.
All right, the key part of the reason, I just want
to touch on that, because a lot of times when we have these reasons and people, if they're not meditating properly, they take what we're saying in regards to absolutes. And I don't think it's needed to give a disclosure every time to say, yo, a man that has these characteristics, blah, blah, blah. But every man's not a leader. There are some households where the woman needs to lead. The woman's just a stronger person. She has more sense. She has more poise. Yeah. She has more vision. But what's happening now is that you have women that are trying to be leaders that aren't leaders, and they're not allowing the man to lead, and it's a friction. Then on the other hand, you have men who aren't leaders trying to be leaders, and it's just confusion.
You find say the modern relationship is more of a competition. Say to the one coming like at the NBA, the man would be the side from the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Conference champion, and the woman are the Western Conference champion, and they meet a finals, and I'm a fight to see who can win this title. Because here we really are going now. Me see a relationship and the roles with everybody have within this relationship as a project management software. I'm going to break it down to people. I'm going to break it down. So me see the relationship. It's almost like you have a Microsoft planner, which is a project management tool the way I use. And there are different tasks within that project management tool. And here we are going to know, we have two people on the team. We're going to start delegate these tasks and assign these tasks. So once we set up these particular buckets, right, so on these tasks, we start assign them. There is no means within this project management tool where it says, okay, because you're a woman, you're supposed to do this particular task. Or because you're a man, you're supposed to do this particular task. There's just one thing we know, so the goal has to get accomplished. And this goal we get accomplished right now, are the two of we as a team member, I represent this particular organization or this entity, and we're gonna follow everything and check off the box when everything done sealed. But one thing we want to say though, within the means of that or the confinements of that, there are certain things where a man supposed to have in himself where him know say, even if though he's not technically assigned these particular tasks, and a woman supposed to know certain things and not technically assigned these tasks. you still I gotta have certain things where you gotta want to take care of. For instance, a woman I gotta know say, woman I gotta know say, all right, you see, she are the one where I gotta bring that energy there, the estrogen where we are talking about the more soft and charismatic type of thing towards the thing now where
yeah.
she can make your meditation more calmer and she bring the essence towards you and make you feel more gentle as a man on the next side. Them know same I gotta bring the more sturdy, firm type of energy there towards the relationship where if she ever start overthink now, him can come into place and know say, yo, don't overthink too much.
Yeah.
This away it is really. Don't work up yourself too much, man. Just calm down and relax. Same way. So regardless of the rules we have play, these are certain set things we have instill regardless. Because I'm not going to tell you, say, within the relationship or because we have different tasks and no matter who get assigned these tasks, means say, the man's supposed to, in a relationship and be so impulsive towards relationship or else it can't go flow. Because if you have a male in a relationship where continuously impulsive, it not going to make the relationship flow regardless of who fulfill each of the rules within this relationship.
No, it's facts, Farah. And it's just like, I want to touch back on this competition thing. I think there are two aspects that go into it, right? Obviously, we do have to acknowledge how women have been suppressed and now they kind of, I think what happened, or one of the things that's happened is this, because men treated women like that when they were making more money, I think.
It's more like a revenge type of thing.
I think it's a revenge thing in there, right? Also exposure. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, haven't been exposed to, forget healthy relationship, any relationship, period. You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. they don't know what's going on. And with the toxicity, that's the term they always use now, that's the buzzword.
Toxicity
on social media and just regular media in general, where the woman is so behaves in a certain manner, they feel that's the norm and they're internalizing that and that's how they're behaving, not understanding, say, if I just think can't work. And I think if people approach it more from a team standpoint, right, and the focal point of the goal of the mission is for collectively the team to do the team to win. Obviously, you have to have set goals, and we're just going to work together and support each other. I think it would be a healthier outcome to relationships, and there'll be less friction.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Also, too, there's another thing we have to acknowledge. A lot of these women who are making money, this is for men too, but we're talking about the women, right? It's mm-hmm. a universal thing. This is their first time getting money.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things start to go. When you get money for the first time, it's kind of rough to deal with, mm-hmm. you know, when it's the first time getting the money.
Yeah,
because
get
to your heavens. You start feeling yourself. You start feeling that, you know, you don't need anything. You start feeling you're more important than what you are. I think especially when you're in a corporate structure, you don't know how, you forget to understand how disposable you are.
Mm-hmm.
You start to believe that your talent is more than it is. And in regards to relationships now, I guess you made it. Like, I say this all the time, like, talking to abrasions about situations. These women start to think that, like, Louis Vuitton is going to hold them tight during the night and listen to their problems.
All right.
Right? They start to think that, like, these material things can replace a man or these trips or the drinking or whatever else they're trying to do. And I'm not saying that, you know, everyone needs a man, but a lot of people do need a man and a good man for support and growth. But they feel none of that is needed because they have this material thing that usually fades. And as they get older, they have all these regrets as they mature and in retrospect. And maybe some people have to go through it to get to that point. But with all that going on, it kind of makes it very rough for them to be open to working with a man in a relationship. So I think we had to acknowledge that in regards to like how that plays a role, because when it's your first time getting that money and you come from broke and you got all those insecurities, mm-hmm. your mind don't work for a little bit, you know.
You
start feeling yourself, you know.
It advertised to them, you know.
Yeah.
So even though it might seem like to them it seemed natural, but it get advertised to them.
Yeah.
So most of these products get advertised to them as comfort in replacement. To not for the woman, them as comfort in replacement
human
of a man
beings,
too. Yeah. So but home, what me want to say, I'm guarantee this. Nobody will oppose this. I can tell you that. There's no woman in the world who can tell me that, regardless of how tough she acts or how riled up she wants to get, her how successful she wants to be, that she don't need the comfort of a man to quell down all of that and just give her a hug and make you feel love and make you feel soft and make you feel all of them type of hormones just start release. There's no woman in this world that can tell me that she wouldn't want to have that regardless of the successful status where she had and feel love and just know, say, oh, she can just melt in her man arm. And there's no man in the world who can tell me, say, him no want a woman who can take him from condition orange or condition red and bring him down to condition yellow or condition white when brain can be at ease and him can feel soft for at least for even a minute to 5 minutes to an hour and feel good in himself. So there's a balance in this thing I may try to show people, say it necessary regardless of whatever achievements you have, whatever things you feel like again will make you more than somebody else or make you outside of the regular scope of another person. When you feel like, say, everyone need to understand this, regardless of the rules or this gender rules thing you want to talk about. Every woman are going to need somebody, a man who have the rough edge there for calm her down. Every man are going to need that from a woman to see
it. Farai, on behalf of all the viewers, I do know men and women who don't need that.
No, they might tell themselves that.
those who never had it.